Obviously, when we went 1-0 up, that was a, I thought, here we go, we're at home now, 1-0 up, that should be an easy afternoon. And then to give credit to St. Ives, they worked the socks off first half, and they got a goal just before half time. And obviously, with losing Jack, we had to reshuffle the pack. But second half, we went out second half. I thought we moved the ball around terrific at times, and although we didn't have the potent threat of Jack up top, we had a little bit more movement with Spriggsy and Robbie, and we played Jamie a little bit higher and wider, and we got the goals that we needed at good times. That was a brave header by Luke when he went darting in, and then a good header by Kieran and Maka late on. But that just proves, we ain't a one-man team. We did find another way to win it down, and that's what we challenged the lads to do after Tuesday. So we're delighted with the result.
You mentioned there we lost Jack, obviously, for injury early in the first half. I thought myself sitting up here, the cutting edge just went away, Gary, for a little bit through that game. He seemed to lose that edge up front. Were you concerned down the bench there with Kevin about that?
We was concerned because obviously the ball, that was no good knocking the ball from back to front and getting around Jack as we do, because obviously we had a 5 footer and a 5 foot sixer up front, so we had to move the ball around. That's why we moved Jamie higher and wider, so their fullback had to get tighter to him. That left a little bit of space for Spriggsy and Robbie to run into. So, we did find another way to win today. And obviously Jack's key. Look, we've been lucky with injuries to key players, but the boys dug in today, and after Tuesday night they could have easily folded, but they dug in and found another way to win.
So it looked for a long, long time it was going to be probably 2 points dropped this afternoon. Then that sort of amazing spell, really. Three goals in the space of 7 second half minutes. Jamie Fulburn at the centre of a lot of those goals again this time. Just a quick word on him, because he came into the walks there, settled very, very quickly, and what an expert cross of the ball the man is.
Yeah, I played with Jamie at Wisbeach, and he's always got his left foot. If we're working really hard with him to work on the other side of his game when we ain't got the ball. And to be fair to him, he's half trying. We're still trying a little bit more, but he's a specialist ball player. And as you see again, his man the match performance. I mean, some of his deliveries for he set up all four goals again today. Some of his deliveries are different class. Now, if we can get him playing away from the walks, as he has settled in here a little bit too nicely, and then we've got a good player on our hands. But when he can do it away from home and at home, like he does here at the walks, then I'll be a very happy manager.
And just finally, sixth, we now moved on to Tuesday evening, Boston Tanner. We saw that was a very physical game early part of the season. Obviously, you expect another big physical, tough battle here on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, and they raised the game at Boston, so there's no reason why Boston ain't going to raise the game at Kings Lynn. But we'll go out, and I thought, like I said, we passed the ball well today. And that's going to be hard for teams here if we get the ball down and play, get a hand on and play early, because I think St. Ives tired today because we had so much of the ball first and second half, even though we didn't have the cutting edge. But if we can move the ball around like we did today, we're going to be, formidable opposition for anyone who comes to the walks.